Okay, so continuing in the beta, the question of malachas, which malachas are mutter for ochel nefesh. So what does Tosus conclude over there on Gimel? What's his conclusion? Right, the problem is, that's his problem. The problem is on Gimel, he says, why do we have, let's just review the problem quickly. Why does the Gemara say on Gimel that the gzera of a beitza shanol the biyom tov is from peros hanoshrin, right? Gemara says it's one of the possible reasons for the iser for the beitza is that it's like a peros, like peros hanoshrin. And what's the problem of peros hanoshrin? Shemayalav yitlosh. So if you're allowed to eat a fruit that fell off the tree on yom tov, then you might go, you might ascend and pick a fruit, right? So it's gzera. So Tosa's problem is, who cares if you pick the fruit on Yom Tov, right? That's his problem. Who cares if you pick the fruit on Yom Tov? Why can't you pick a fruit on Yom Tov? What's more ochel nefesh than that? You're hungry, you see the fruit, you grab it and you eat it, right? What's the problem? And if you're going to tell me, he says, because you could have picked it yesterday, that's only a chilek in machshiri ochel nefesh. That's not a chilek in ochel nefesh itself. Uh-oh, my man, got trouble coming.
Oh, whoa.
So Tosos is stuck. So what does he say? He says, Al kein pirish rabbeinu nesanol mikinon, that the Yerushalmi says, it's funny how he has to attribute it to him from the Yerushalmi, well, he found this Yerushalmi. Yesh, because it says, Ach, asher yi'ochel, l'chol nefesh, v'samuchle yishmartam es ha-matzos. So, since the pasuk of ochel nefesh is by the mitzvah of Elisha, so they say, Osam melochos, shemishimor ve'elach, hey mutaros, dainam Elisha ve'elach. So they have a strict, there's a strict tightening now of the heter ochel nefesh. Because of the smicha of the pasuk of the heter ochel nefesh and the mitzvah of li and the lishas matzah, the Yerushalmi says that the heter ochel nefesh only extends to malachos that are milisha ve'elach, but not ketzira. That's way before Elisha. That's before Elisha. And what about Borer? It's a little problem. Because you can definitely do Borer in Yom Tov. But anyway, so, and then he wants to say, coming back to our Gemara and Chof Gimel, that fishing is like Ketzira. Right? That's how he works it out on Chof Gimel. That fishing is like Ketzira. Okay?
How so?
Because, anybody want to how so this one? Johnny? Danny? You're removing it from where it's growing. You're removing it from its source of life. Right? You're removing it from its Mimakum Gidula.
It's not the same halacha.
It's what's that?
Description that you could apply to both.
I mean, because Tzeda is a separate Av. But he's saying, in other words, he's saying Tzeda to, Tzeda to an animal is analogous to what? Ketzira to vegetation.
The Ramban sort of.
Oh, we'll leave the Ramban. Okay, that's the Tosus.
Isn't that like a bigger fetish to say that even though the title of the Mishnah is Ein Son, it's not really Ein Son. It's really Kotzer.
Well, he's saying that the Malacha is Tzeda, right? The Malacha is Tzad. But the heter ochel nefesh is what? So let's so define. So can we define the limitation on Ochel Nefesh then? A little bit. In other words, how are you mechalik? What type of a chilik is this? Milisha veilech. What type of a chilik is it? Yeah. I mean, but even without the Ramban, I mean, if you were forced to give some sort of a svara, what would you say? Maman, you want to say? If you were forced to give some sort of a svara, it'd be similar to what we were saying yesterday, right? You could say that the tzedo, the katsira, not so simple though, no?
But it's
More like a preparation. It's not satisfying. It's truthfully not so simple, right? I mean, why isn't that just a tick into the thing? I mean, conceptually, it's a little bit difficult, isn't it?
Picking an apple off a tree is not preparation.
Sammy has decreed, picking an apple off a tree is not preparation.
Yeah, there's no change to the food.
I mean, Tosis doesn't really answer it by saying it's preparation, right? I mean, you're right. He doesn't say it's machshir Ochel Nefesh. He just has to rely on some gzeiros hakasuv, some reason gzeiros hakasuv cut off the heter Ochel Nefesh, or gave it a gvul from lisha veilach. But it's hard to conceptually appreciate what kind of an idea that is. What's the matter, Yehuda?
Okay.
No.
It's
not
fun.
Yeah.
You can't kind of. I don't know why these factors are relevant, but Lisha is separate because you already have the product of the bread at that point. It's just it's in the form of bread already.
But you got the apples glistening in the tree.
I'm not
understanding
from
Felicia.
I'm saying from all the steps before
Felicia
in the bed.
Oh, okay. But you don't. The analogy though is difficult.
Yeah.
Because he can try to explain why Katsira shouldn't be included. I mean, why Elisha? No, I'm losing it. Stuff before Elisha? Yeah, but picking an apple is before Elisha. I mean, you're saying in the Lisha, in the Seder HaPas, you can understand it, right? Of course, there's a lot that goes into making bread, right? There's a lot that goes into making bread. Origin stories, okay. So you got the planting, the picking. Yeah, you see, he knows. Threshing, the bow rare, winnowing, a lot of steps. All right.
Giant.
Yeah. You have to define first what malachos are mutter for ochel nefesh. You have to define the mashmos of the pasuk ach hashei ochel nefesh. Which things is that referring to? And then hu levado yiyase lochem means and the things you need for those. So if shechita is included in ochel nefesh, then lochem is going to include the sharpening the knife. But if Katsira is excluded from Ochel Nefesh, then it's not going to come back in under Lochem. Right? Okay. All right, let's do the Ramban, because the Ramban gives some a conceptual framework for what's going on here. All right. Let's see if we can understand the Ramban. He's a very interesting shita, but it takes a little work to figure out what he's talking about. Okay, so we have to interpret this Ramban, difficult Ramban to figure out what exactly his point is. So let's take it slow. So he says the first thing you have to know is this: that was the Ramban in Ein Sod, somewhere in the middle. The first thing you have to know is like this: that what? That shelo kol hamalachos. Do you have malachos? It's a mistake there, right? What do you have, BMAC? You have malachos? Oh, he disappeared. You have malachos, okay. Shelo kol ha-malachos hutru b'yom tov ela hechsher ha-ma'acholim le'ochlan. Okay? The only malachos that are permitted on Yom Tov are those that prepare the food to eat. Okay? Preparing the food to eat. Okay? In other words, you've got to get your malacha has to really be involved in producing the food. Right, so for instance, planting a seed is related to food in some abstract way, but it's not going to help your food today. Or watering the whatever things that are things that are, or writing your order to the restaurant. You know what I mean? These things are not, well, okay, right. Or sharpening the knife. Under the category of achila, under the category of ochel nefesh per se, those wouldn't qualify. Only the things that are what? That are a hechsher of the food to be eaten. Like what? Like afia and bishul. So afia and bishul actually produce the food. They're involved in preparing the food. Food prep. Go ahead.
Latsud by Thaim, Shane Ambitious Adam, Mithin Lakor Dovar Mikdulo, Hikon Kitsira, Vitolo Seha, Elu, Vikyotzi Behan Asurin.
Elu, Ukiyotzi Behan Asurin.
This sounds like exactly what Toso said.
Bain Bechla Mathis Voda.
Okay, well, so what is the chilek he's making over here? So he's trying to make a chilek.
Shane Ambitious Adam?
Why is he putting that in? She'ena b'rishus adam. Of a lot of balei chayim she'ena b'rishus adam, or to do what? To be okir something migidulo, like it's sira and it's toldos, right? Meaning what? Like rode chalas dvash. All those other cases. All that is going to be. Those are going to be usher, and they're part of what? They're part of what he's calling Meleches Avoda. They're part of what he's calling Meleches Avoda. So what's the chilek over here?
This is like he's saying there's, when you have food already and you just have to make it edible or make it, you know, make it better for eating.
Correct.
And there's the turning the thing, the raw material into the food.
Okay, good. That's the chilek, right? He's trying to make a chilek over here. I think there's a difference between when you have the cheftza and you need to prepare it, as opposed to procuring it, right? As opposed to bringing it into the realm of your use. Okay? And we have to see why. We have to see why. I mean, he's giving you a definition, but why one should be more permissible on Yom Tov or not doesn't leap out from this definition. I mean, it seems like an arbitrary split, right? Oh, and he's calling it what? Meleches Avoda. That's Meleches Avoda. Now, what's the Inami?
Inami, Kemo Shemefurish B'Yushami, Nine Shekin, Vorin, Velo Toknin, Velo Merakin, Yosi b'shem Rish Lakish Achasher Yachal Kol Nefesh Hu Levado Yasa Lachem Min Mishmartem Es Hamatzos Lomar Melisha Veilach Umay Techina Verakada Kol Shekin Ketzira V'Tlisha.
Okay, so either it's because of this Yerushalmi, the famous Yerushalmi, that darshens the smicha of the heter to Shmiras HaMatzos, to indicate what? That from Lisha Ve'elech is Mutter, and that excludes grinding and sifting, and certainly Katsira and Lisha. That's Chizkiyah. I'm sorry, that is the first Tashita, right? That's Reish Lakish. Continue.
Tani Chizkiyah Palig.
So Chizkiyah argues on Reish Lakish. And what does he say?
Ach hu levado.
Ach hu levado. Right? Ach hu levado. Hare elu gimel miutin. Oh, whatever. Miutin. Okay. So you have three miutin. Go ahead. So they're both coming out with the drushas to say that ochel nefesh is going to exclude certain malachos. It's going to exclude certain malachos. So what's the first one? Reish Lakish learns from Lisha ve'elech, right? And Chizkiyah learns three miutim. Shelo yiktzor, shelo yitchon, v'shelo yirkod. Okay. Go ahead.
There's Mashmaus Hain Dorshin.
Whoa, now he's throwing in a whole new idea here. So he says, they're just arguing about the mashmos of the pasuk. They're not really, it's not really a machlokas lahalacha. That's what it means. Pirush mashmos ain't darshan. That's sometimes the Gemara says that, when it means that there's not a halachic nafkamina. It's just a question of how you get to it. But what is the din? So what's the idea? That what? That everybody agrees, tchina narkada, we're not mutter on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov, only what is mutter? Malachos shel yoman. Now he's entering in, now he's introducing a concept. Some concept of what type of malacha. If you look in the Ramban, by the way, in the Chumash, he has a lengthy pirush trying to work out what the definition of maleches avoda is versus malacha in general, right? So he's trying to work it out over here too. He's trying to come up with a new category, like you guys are trying to work out a category, right? A category of malacha that's mutter. So he's saying there's a category of malacha that's mutter. What's the category that's mutter? Malachos shel yoman, the daily work of the day. What does that mean? Go ahead.
Keep on shechita bio bishul the elu tikkun hin v'derech bnei adam l'saki mehin liyamin harbe.
Okay, slow down. So he says, so malachos shel yoman is what? Shechita, afia, bishul. That's daily work. You do that for the day. You shech for the day, you bake for the day, you cook for the day.
What do you mean what does it mean when we say, like, for the day? Like,
it means,
every day or for that particular day?
It means if you want meat, it means you shecht for the day. You don't shecht put it away for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? You don't shecht meat to store it away. You shecht meat because you need it today. You don't shecht meat so you'll have it in the month. Right? You have to go back to a certain to life a couple hundred years ago to appreciate that, right?
Isn't that not true that, like, you kill a cow, isn't that not want to meat? Like, you're not doing it for the... Like,
so they would have a cooperative of some sort. Yeah. I mean, what does the Ram say in the 9 days? Says they what does he want to say? You put away the shechita knife. What does that mean, you put away the shechita knife? No, it's... In those days, if the shechita knife is not available, you don't have meat. You know what I mean? It was something you did for the day. You wanted meat, you shech today. You don't go to the freezer.
Then, like, what about
shouldn't be parish minute zibur. Should not be a parish minute zibur, and that's the end of that guy. Okay, good. Of al elu, what's the elu?
You tikkun hin.
What's the elu? Right, the other things. Tochein, kotzer, tochein. Right.
Derech bnei adam l'sakim mehim liyam harve. Matar yisakim kedarko michol yom tov. Shalo yisakim yom tov liyam harve.
Shalchol. So he's trying to work out of here that what? We have to have patience for this, okay? We have to just get through all of his explanation and then come back and see if we can find the concept here. So he says, he's trying to break it up into two categories. A malacha shel yoman and something that he calls a tikkun, which is the normal way for a person to do for many days in advance, right? So when you harvest, you don't harvest because you want wheat now, right? You harvest to put the wheat away for months, right? You don't grind wheat so you can make today's bread. You grind wheat to have flour for many days ahead, right? So he says those malachos, that's called a tikkun, and Omra Torah yitaken kidarko mechol liyom tov. Those malachos Torah says you have to do on chol for Yom Tov so that you're not misaking from Yom Tov for chol. Because if a person needed flour for Yom Tov, he would, the normal way to be tochein is to throw all the grain into the grist mill. Right? Do you ever see those things?
What is it called?
A grist mill.
Grist mill?
Yeah.
One word?
I believe so.
Grist.
Grist. So anyway, it's a big operation. You don't just crank it up. It's a big operation. Okay, go ahead. So one thing, so why is he called a tikkun? So what's a tikkun? What's this basic category? Yomon and tikkun. Malechus Yomon and tikkun, huh? What do you say? Malechus Yomon and tikkun, go ahead. That's all shalik. You put stuff in the grist mill on Erev Shabbos and let it grind on Shabbos. Right? Because they say it makes too much noise. It's a very big, noisy operation. Not something that's simple to do. Okay, go ahead. But one second, what are you getting? What flavor are you getting from his description? Malechus Yomon and Tikkun. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, Malechus Yomon means the objective is the day, right? The objective is the day. The Malacha is really, in other words, where's the product? You understand? Where's the product of your Maisa? So Malechus Yomon means my Maisa is going to ultimately have an effect in today. Right, the objective of my Maisa is going to be an experience of today. Right, when I shecht, the ultimate fulfillment is in a sudas hayom. But if I grind wheat into flour, that's just stam a tikkun in the cheftza. It's just. It's not related to any particular day or any particular experience or any particular meal. It really is defined just by the tikkun in the thing. That's what he calls one a tikkun. One is just called a tikkun. To prepare, in other words, I'm misaking the wheat into flour, so when I want a meal, I'll be able to have it. You understand? So the connection is broken. The connection between the maisa of the malacha and a particular enjoyment is doesn't exist because it's for yomim harbe. It's for yomim harbe. So that's really has more the character, he's saying, of just stam malacha. Just stam tikkun. That's why he calls it the tikkun. Tikkun means that the effect is essentially in the cheftza. You understand? As opposed to malechus yomon means that my action is essentially related to today's experiences. Right? So he's saying the Torah only is matir things that the result is in the day. Not things that in terms of the nature of the malacha, the result is really essentially in the cheftza. Go ahead. Okay, this is a major problem. A major problem. The major problem is like this. As Open Mishnah says, you're allowed to grind spices. But grinding spices is really just melechas tochen. So if we're really going to say that milish veilech is mutter and tochen is excluded, so how can you take, according to, the Midaraisa, you could take the little pepper grinder, right, on the table and just grind pepper onto your salad on Yom Tov. Right, but technically that should be just a melechas tochen, right? So he's trying to explain how does that work out. So how are you allowed to do that? And there's another thing you can do, so that's a borer, right? Good. Those are, now things are falling apart. That's it. Up to here, things are falling apart. Now we're already giving excuses. No, that's melechus hayom. Right? That's melechus hayom.
Is it not?
Well, is it tochein? That's the problem. In other words, what is the difficulty in this sugya is, what's the difficulty in this sugya is, how are we defining things? Are we being categorical or just being spur of the moment? You know what I mean? Are we saying, well, tochein is in general a malacha that essentially describes a large scale process, and therefore tochein as a malacha was excluded from the heter of ochel nefesh? But then that should be categorical speak. That should be categorical. So tochein is gone, right? And you can't say, well, I'm going to do tochein for just this meal. I'm going to get that whole grist mill going just for today's bread. What would Ramban say? He says, yeah, too bad. Too bad. That's you. We don't go by you. We go by what is the essential character of tochein. Is tochein a tikkun hadavar? That's it. You don't say, well, I'm going to construct a tochein that's for today. Very nice, but halachically speaking, ushmartem as a matzah, so Torah is limiting the heter of ochel nefesh, milisha ve'elech. Why? Because in general, tochein is a large-scale process, right? But now he's coming in and he's saying that, knows that's what the drusha sounds like. The drusha sounds like a categorical thing. Well, that's the problem. The drusha, if you're going to really take a drusha, like Reish Lakish and Chizkiah, it should be categorical. It should say, here's the full scope of Ochel Nefesh, and now we're limiting it. But the limitation seems to be in terms of malachos. Some malachos were excluded. Why? Because on the whole, they're not really daily activities. It becomes a little bit wishy-washy to say, well, within Tochem, we're going to start picking and choosing too. Then don't say Milisha Veilach. I mean, it's just, then it's not really Milisha Veilach. Right? It's just like things for today are mutter, things are, that are not for today are asr. Right? It's not as categorical as it sounded initially.
Then you have another problem with Peros.
And Peros. And that's also a problem with Peros. So why can't I pick a fruit off of a tree? Why can't I pick a fruit off a tree? So if you'll tell me, because in general harvesting is for many, many days, that's a good answer. But then that shouldn't be. Well, what if I am hungry and I just want one apple? Too bad. That's how halacha works. But over here, no, the pepper grinder, that's a different story. Yeah. Okay. So now he gets into, now he says, but we're going to allow in the pepper grinder, because that's something you do for the day. But Mikol Makom, he recognizes that there's some problem over here, right? Mikol Makom, he's saying, even though we're starting out saying Tochein is too great to be matir, Tochein is not a yom experience in general, but we make an exception for the pepper grinder, right? He says, but we're not going to make any exceptions in Kotzer, right? But we're not going to make any. You see, I'm just trying to show you. You can read the Ramban carefully. You see that he recognizes that there's a little bit of a. He's trying to explain some seeming inconsistency. Right? Go ahead. Why? We're not going to let in Ketzira v'toldosel. Kegon tolesh peros aneh cholam. I mean, what's more today than picking a fresh fruit? Right? Go ahead, you're taking a yontif walk, and go ahead. You guys gotta get out more, go ahead. Shalohi tira Torah, Ella, what? What is that talking about? Now he's totally switching gears. Right? All of a sudden he starts, it's a funny Ramban, we gotta work this out, right? In other words, now he's throwing back the thing he started with originally. Started off with this thing about the Rishus and being Oker Davar Migidulo. Then he's flipped into this Yerushalmi of Ketzira of Lisha Veilach, right? And then he brings up this Ben Yomoth, this thing of Melechas Hayom, and now he's going back to the Rishuso thing. It's like choppy. The whole thing is. Where's the flow of this whole thing? Go ahead.
Have a lock or davar mikidulo lo. The filu the peros and if gamim the yom of avero, you go and tain him,
you cannot have. I cannot believe this. You can, what's your name again?
Yaakov.
You can't live without fresh pepper, but you have to go without a fresh strawberry? I mean, Yontif, how can you have, how can you tell me enjoy my meal and I can't grind my pepper? I need the fresh pepper. But you got to have day-old berries. So that's what Ramban is trying, he's struggling with this. Saying, you can't even pick berries that go bad in one day. Right? You can't even pick berries that go bad in one day. And the fish, there's nothing like a fresh caught fish. Anybody ever here have a fresh, yeah, right? Yeah. Fishing, yeah?
Delicious.
Cannot have that on Yom Tov. Go ahead.
Of course you can't see this while it's time. Shoot, claw, melech, sephoda.
Wait a second. And certainly, now what is Bechlal Melech HaSavodah? Which things are Bechlal Melech HaSavodah?
Katsira,
Aisha. Okay, good. V'zehu tam mishnaseinu dein sodim dogim. V'hoilu melechus halalu asur lasosan. B'yom tov dover Torah. Mars, dover Torah. Cannot pick that fruit. Even the ones that are going to be nifkam and b'yom efer. Right. This is just we jumped in the middle of a problem. He was just trying to explain this problem here. That why does it say in the Mishnah? Why does the Gemara say that if a guy did one of these things for you, you'd have to wait Kadesh Yasu? Right. If a guy picked the fruit for you, you'd have to wait Kadesh Yasu to enjoy it after Yom Tov. So the Ramban says that shows you that there's really Nisa Deraisa. That's what he holds. He holds it has to be Nisa Deraisa because there's no Allah of Kadesh Yasu unless it's Nisa Deraisa. Right, you know, Kadesh Yasu means you can't enjoy it. You can't be nene from a melechus Shabbos Yom Tov. So therefore, if a guy does a melecha for you on Shabbos Yom Tov, you have to wait the time it takes for him to make it to use it after Yom Tov. So you're not nene from any maisa on Shabbos. So he says that's why it works out well. That on these things, it says you have to wait Kadesh Yasu because they're really Isurei Deraisa. Okay. So what do you say? Can we put together this Ramban into a sensible package? What are the concepts he's throwing around? What are the concepts? Let's just go over quickly. What are the concepts that he discussed?
Tikkun versus Liyom.
Tikkun versus Liyom. That's one. And what's the other one?
Dulei Karkov. Or no. Bershuso versus Lobershuso.
And what is that? And what? Come on. That's close. Melechas avoda. Melechas avoda. Okay, that's the key to this Ramban. You have to realize that he's talking about two different categories over here. Okay? So let's put it together. How does it work out? Okay, so which things is the Ramban including in Melechas avoda?
Kitzira.
Tzad. That's basically it, right? Ketzira and Seda. So what is the category? Let's understand that. And that he's holding is an Issa Deraisa. So what is the category? See, that's what Ramban learns. He says, Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sasu. Right? That's the Pasuk. Kol, it's not our Pasuk, but that's the basic, that's the main Pasuk. That's the basic Pasuk by Yom Tov. What do we say in Yom Tov is Asur? Shabbos, Kol Melecha is Asur. And Yom Tov, what's called Meleches Avoda is Asur. So what is he including in Meleches Avoda? What is he calling Meleches Avoda? And Meleches Avoda is to the exclusion of Ochel Nefesh. So what is Meleches Avoda, according to him? What's the basic category of Meleches Avoda versus Ochel Nefesh? So that's what he introduces initially, right? Logically, if you read him, you go back, you'll see he's really taking a very logical order. He's saying, what's the first, you have to first define the basic chilek on Yom Tov. All melacha is broken up into two basic. You have two basic categories. What are the basic categories in Yom Tov? Gil, got it? Melacha and melechas avoda and ochel nefesh. What's melechas avoda and what's ochel nefesh? Basically. No.
In
your rishus and not in your rishus. Correct. That's the basic chilek. Ochel nefesh is a hechsher to something that you have, right? Categorically, these are hard and fast categories, okay? Ochel nefesh is a hechsher of something that you have, right? And meleches avoda is going out into the world and bringing something into your domain. That's avoda. Whereas avoda, he's saying, is there's a category of meleches avoda, a type of work that's called meleches avoda. That is what? That is increasing what you have, either hunting an animal that's not in your rishus, or bringing the food,
plucking a fruit,
meaning bringing it into your usable rishus. That he calls meleches avoda. And anything that's part of meleches avoda is 100% aser. There's no heter ochel nefesh at all, because that's the basic chiluk in ochel nefesh and meleches avoda. That's the basic breakdown. Meleches avoda means our basic idea of going to work. What do you do when you go to work? What does going to work mean? Bringing into your rishus new objects, right? That's avoda. That's the basic avoda of man, right? To accumulate, right? That's definitely usher on Yom Tov. That's meleches avoda. But now, if we're not talking about meleches avoda, then you could be in the realm of ochel nefesh. And ochel nefesh means taking what you have and preparing it for achila. Correct? Now in that category, that's where he holds, that's where the drasha of the Yerushalmi applies. You understand? No, in ochel nefesh. Now with the way the Ramban is learning is like this. And this is the mistake that we were making, that the Ramban is really clarifying over here. When the Pasuk says, Ushmartem es amatzos, and the Yerushalmi says, Milisha ve'elech, or ach hu levado, right? What did we think that meant? What did we think that meant? We thought that meant that it was excluded from the category of ochel nefesh, correct? Throwing it into the realm of meleches avoda. The Ramban is explaining like this. No. We thought that was defining. We thought on Yom Tov there's meleches avoda and there's ochel nefesh. The assumption that we were working with was anything that's mentioned, milisha from before lisha, is just like kotzer. Right? But then the problem is, so how come you can be tochein for your plate, but you can't pick a fruit for your immediate meal. See, that's what the Ramban is explaining. That's the brilliance of this Ramban. He's showing you you have to operate with the categories. There really are two levels of selection in Yom Tov. Okay, there's one level of defining the malachos per se, malachos that are considered avoda, versus malachos that are not considered avoda. Okay, so the meleches avoda is going to be kotzer and tzad, because those are bringing into your realm something that didn't exist from before. That is absolutely usher, just like Shabbos. Those melechos have the same tzur that they have on Shabbos. They're meleches avoda. There's no such thing as saying, but I want to be kotzer for today, for right now. Right? That is not, they're simply not part of the whole idea of ochel nefesh at all. But ochel nefesh is within the other category of melachos. Ochel nefesh is saying, I have something that is mine already. I have my cow, I have my grain, whatever it is that I have, and I want to fix it to use for a meal. I'm modifying what I have. It's not the avoda of procuring new goods, it's fixing what you have. Okay? That really should all be included in achashe yochel l'chol nefesh. Tochin should be included in achashe yochel l'chol nefesh, because it's a hechsher of ochlin. I can't have bread without grinding the wheat, right? And it's not part of ochlin, it's not part of meleches avoda, because it's not kotzer. You understand? So he says, that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. that even within things that have the identity of Ochal Nefesh, right, as opposed to Melechas Avoda, there's a secondary requirement. That it has to be, Ochal Nefesh is only mutter because it has the quality of Hanoas Hayom. It has the quality of Melechas Hayom. So that's why we can distinguish between the tochein of wheat and the tochein of pepper. You understand? Because intrinsically, tochein is in the category of Ochal Nefesh. You understand? It's not a Melechas Avoda. It's really part of Ochal Nefesh because it's part of a hechsher of my food. The only thing is, the Torah says, not anything that's roi for Ochal Nefesh is mutter. It has to be an Ochal Nefesh that has the quality specific. It has to be a Maisa Ochal Nefesh of today. You understand? So therefore, to do a Maisa of Tochin Chitim, that doesn't relate to your, that as a Tzura, of Tochin, that Tochin is not a Tochin Hayom. But the tochein, if there's a kavua, defined tochein that is intrinsically related in the derech b'nei adam to today, that's not a violation of what? Of Melechas Hayom. So the Ramban is saying is like this. There's two definitions you need to understand Melechas Yom Tov. You first need to define what is Melechas Avoda, and what is part of Ochal Nefesh. Anything that's part of Melechas Avoda is absolutely usher. Right? Because that itself is an activity of Avoda. And Avoda is keneged Hayom, automatically. Getting new things is keneged the idea of Yom Tov. But enjoying what you have, that's Yom Tov. But within enjoying what you have, Reish Lakish and Rebitar and Chizkiah, We're making a drasha. And what was the drasha? They said, within Ochal Nefesh, it's only if the activity is an activity of the day. You understand? So then, within all of those things, as long as it's not Kotziv Etzad, you can be Machalik and say, if I'm doing a Hechsher Ochel that intrinsically is limited to today's experiences, Mutter. And that's how the Ramban flows through the whole thing. He shows you that there's Melechas Avoda, and then within the other side, there's the Yerushalmi. But and then he comes back to show you that don't think from the Yerushalmi that anything that's a Melechas Hayom is Mutter. It's only a Melechas Hayom of Ochal Nefesh. But to be Kotzer for today, that's Melechas Avoda. It's a consistent... it's a clear, consistent statement of an idea of the setup of Melechos Yom Tov, right? I mean, you see, it's amazing. It's all right in that Ramban. He really had it all clear. Yeah, B-Mac. Right. Let's put it that way. In other words, he's saying like this: saying certain activities per se are usher, just like Shabbos. That's Melechos Avoda. And then within the things that are mutter, The matir doesn't stem. The matir wasn't categorical in the Ochal Nefesh cases. It wasn't saying that anything that could be used for today's achila is mutter. It has to be that it is the matir is today's hanoah itself. So if I grind, I mean, good question. You have to say that according to him, midoraisa, if you only ground enough flour for today, it wouldn't be usher. You'd have to say that according to him. But in general, grinding wheat, he holds, is excluded because it's something that you do for Yom Harvey. Yeah.
Why is there an issue at all?
On what?
On grinding wheat.
Oh, so he's saying that's a separate thing. He's saying that the heter of Ochal Nefesh is because it's part of today's, it's part of the day. But a Maisa that is usually done for many days, that's like turning Yom Tov into a vehicle of Chol.
He's defining a Maisa like a part, right? The spices are okay.
But right, it is still in the category of Ochal Nefesh.
Like, why that's, is it only the Shem of part? Why is it not the quality also? Like, once you take it into the part...
In Echanami, it's nothing. There's no Gzeres HaKasav about peppers. It goes by the Derech HaAdam. Since the Derech HaAdam is... that they grind peppers just for today's use, that's not considered to be an activity that's against the day. In other words, there are two ways that the activity is against the day. Either it's intrinsically melechas avoda, or it's a type of activity that essentially relates to a long span of time. So it's not related to today.
So we're defining the activity of tikkun av by what we're actually doing.
We're defining two things. We're defining if it's ochel nefesh by whether it's bringing something new in or fixing what you have. That's ochel nefesh versus melechas avoda. And then whether it's something that's an ochel nefesh of today is whether the derech of this maisa is that the product is that the product of the maisa is for today, or is the product for many days?
That's what I'm saying. It's the same maisa.
Yes. But one is an ochel nefesh of today, and one is just a tikkun of the cheftza. But you see, that's what he was trying to show you, though, that it has that if the maisa is for today, then you can really call this maisa per se. The product of this maisa is the day. But if it's grinding wheat that you grind for weeks at a time, then the product is really not today. The product is really just the chefta.
Right, so once we're looking at product, why isn't the natural product part of the product also?
Not technically in terms of... It's not... I don't know if I'd put it that way, but I'd say the way he's saying it. That if it's a small product, then it means that it's really just a part of today's activity. It's really just part of my meal. It's part of my achila. It's part of my ochel nefesh, right? Just like when I cut my food, it's just part of my meal. But if I grind something up that I have sacks and sacks of flour now, that's not, you can't say that the grinding is related to a particular meal, a particular day.
So grinding little flour would be like
mutar. That's what I said. You'd have to say, according to him, it would be. According to him, you'd have to say it would be. When they say melisha ve'elach, it means to say that it's excluding. Don't think that because of ochel nefesh, now you can just do the now the melacha is completely mutar. You can do it for any time you want. It's only mutar b'toras hayom. But if you're going to turn it, but it's not mutar as a malacha per se. Yeah. Sammy. It's not malacha savada. By the way, you should take a look. The beer halacha is a question of coffee. Are you allowed to grind coffee? Is coffee like peppers or is coffee like flour?
It's peppers.
So he says that it's mutter because the grinders that we use are only for a small quantity. If you use a grinder, if you have a grinder...
That's true.
The hand grinder, I guess, that is, it says it's muchach that it's only for today.
You don't put it in the crystal.
Right.
So this is the reason that...
It's the bihar halacha on the simon of spices on Yom Tov. He has a whole thing on that.
And if I made a hand grinder for flour?
I mean, enechanami, that's what I'm telling you. Enechanami, if you're going to go consistently with Ramban, that's what you're going to have to say it's mutter. You have to say it's mutter.
So he's just saying in general, like this activity is just, it's usually not for Torah Sayyom, so...
That's right.
Even if you're doing it for Torah Sayyom, like your das would be a batal to...
And that's what I'm not sure about. I'm not sure, according to the Ramban, if he's saying, what's the drasha from the... the drasha, I think the simplest way to say is the drasha is excluding the tochein of the normal tochein. Don't think that tochein partakes of melech, of tikkun ochlim, and therefore it's not an isser on Yom Tov. Don't think on Yom Tov that anything that has the character of achila is mutter. No, it's only because the achila is part of today. It's not because a malacha of ochel is not a malacha on Yom Tov. It's only because there's a heter of today. So it doesn't help to say, well, tochein produces things for food, so therefore I can be tochein on Yom Tov. No, it's only because it's for today. So bitochin chidim mekidarko is aser. But not categorically as a malachas tochein, because but simply in the sense that it has an objective outside of the yom. Right. So there's two things. Either avoda is aser even if the objective is today, and things that are part of ochel nefesh are only aser if it has an objective outside of today. That's the way the Ramban has it. Yeah. Now, his approach is, he's trying to go from the psukim. He's saying, because the pasuk works like this. There's two overt statements. Kol melechas avoda lo sasu, and achashe yochol nefesh ulvali yetolachem. Right? There's an inyan of melechas avoda, and there's a category of melechas avoda, and then there's a category of yochol nefesh. And then the Yerushalmi is saying, within the yochol nefesh, there's an ach hu levado, or there's a ushmarta mesamatzos. So that's the way he's trying to set it up, saying there are broad categories that there's a category of melechas avoda that's not even part of anything. That's just the way it always is, just like a Shabbos thing. Then there's a new system of melechas ochel nefesh, and then there's a limitation on that from the pasuk, right? But you have to see conceptually what he's showing you is, and this was the mistake that we were making, the Ushmartem es hamatzos, so the achu levado, is not defining what malachos are ochel nefesh. You understand? It's not saying that, because then you would say tochein should be part of malachas avoda. That's his move, and that's what you have to appreciate in what he's saying. He's not learning simply that whatever is excluded, that milisha ve'elech means that only those are meleches ochel nefesh. Anything preceding lisha is going to just be meleches avoda. Then you get major, major problems. And how can you be tochein palpolim? How could you do borer? You understand? He's resolving tremendous problems like this. He's saying, no, don't learn the drasha of achu levado or shmartam es hamatzos to define what ochel nefesh is. Ochel nefesh is defined al pisvara versus melechas avoda. That's the first step. Al pisvara, what's melechas avoda? What's ochel nefesh? Things that are new is avoda. Things that are fixing are partake of the category. And then within that, it's saying, but the things that are conceptually ochel nefesh are only mutter when they're for today. You understand? So then you can have an absolute distinction, like Ketzira, and then a use and then a need-based distinction in the remaining. Right?
So dash would be derban, you're saying? Or like,
no, dash is the type of thing that you...
Something before Lishan after Ketzira.
Yeah, dash would be part of... Not derban, dash would be usher because it's something that you normally do for many days.
But not that it's...
It's not melechas avoda. No, not melechas avoda.
So I had a slightly different way of knowing, even though it's basically the same thing.
The way he's putting it is like this. He's saying, there's a heter of tzorach hayom. Right? It's broadly speaking. He's breaking them down into two categories. Malachos that have the heter of Tzarech HaYom and malachos that don't have the heter of Tzarech HaYom. You understand? So he's saying, malachos avoda is excluded from the heter of Tzarech HaYom. So anything that's malachos avoda does not partake of the heter of Tzarech HaYom. But things that are ochel nefesh have the heter of Tzarech HaYom. That's the way he puts it.
So what do you mean by things that are ochel nefesh?
Meaning things that the category of certain maisei malacha are intrinsically keneged hayom. That's avoda. Certain maisei malacha are not intrinsically keneged hayom. So they can be used for the yom. But if they're not being used for the yom, then there's no heter. Now he's combining the ideas of heter and category. He's saying there are two categories, and there's a heter in one of those categories. Right.
What you're saying is ochel nefesh is what I was trying to say is as ingredients, meaning ingredients relate to this. It's food. Something that's a plant doesn't relate to you using it.
You're trying to get one ochel nefesh idea over everything.
You're saying that's not what you're saying.
That's definitely not what you're saying. But I think you're going to have a hard time. How do you distinguish from picking an apple off of a tree? And
it's a plant.
What does that do then? So what?
So I mean, if you do that, then it's an action totally not related to the day.
Why? I want to eat this apple.
Because now you're bringing a plant into the realm of
apple into my mouth. What's the problem?
Because you're taking something that's a plant that's totally unrelated to the day, and now you're making...
Why is that unrelated to the day? Can it give me an apple?
It's not considered a food right now. It's not considered an ingredient for man.
And the animal before I shecht it, and the behemoth before I shecht it, it's treif.
Yeah.